through 3 testing. This is August the 30th, 1986, prior to a trip to a national park in Korea. Well, I have just made it to the top of a mountain in Korea called Nam Nae Top. Is that right?
It's the name of the mountain is Nam Nae Top, but the name of the place that we are now is called Nam Nae Top because Top refers to these two pagodas that are sitting in front of us.
All right. So we're standing in front of two pagodas, and it says here a pair of stone pagoda at Cheongryangsa Temple on Mount Gyeryong, I think. Local tangible cultural property number 1. Quote, these pagodas stand at the site of former Cheongryangsa Temple. The temple was burned to ash during the Japanese invasion of Imjin era, and only these were left over. When was the Imjin era? They don't set any dates on this thing. Anyway, it's an idyllic spot. Beautiful trees and not many people. Absolutely beautiful spot, idyllic spot, no question about it. And let's take a walk around this thing, by the way. Come over here and here we go. Now we see both of the pagodas. Yeah, they're very old, they're very weathered. They're both go up to a rock top. It's like a stupa, really, is what
one they
mount
to. One's shorter than the other one, though.
Yeah, one's shorter. The forward one is shorter.
One has only 5 levels, and the other one seems to have 7 levels.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how much it's worth it just to climb all the way up here to see them, but it was a rather difficult climb for me. I'm quite wet. I'm rather tired. My legs are tightening up a little bit on me. Of course, what comes up has to go down, so we have to go down as well. Now I'm standing over here at the lip on this area, and we're looking through trees down into a valley, and across the valley are more mountains. It's a beautiful day. The blue sky, sun shining, of course, and a deep valley here. It's absolutely beautiful. And, that is something, isn't it? Look at that going down there. There are insects in the trees. Can you hear the insects?
And birds, too.
And must be birds around here, yeah.
I think you can hear them, I don't know.
Anyway, I'm here. We are up here to the top of this place, and quite a place. What is this now? There's some cups over here and things for offerings, burnings.
Little,
yeah.
Oil lamps.
Oil lamps for offerings.
For
burning. Yeah. Go in and put money
not
in
oil
there.
Lamps, they're electrified oil lamps.
Are they electrified oil lamps? They are, aren't they?
Yeah. But you can put your incense here in this incense
burner
front and your money in there.
Money in there, yeah. Is there any money in there? Well, I don't know. Better leave that alone anyway. So, I'm dead. My feet, my legs, my legs are really going to be bothering me tomorrow. Well, we're sitting in the pagoda on top of the mountain, having some dried smoked squid, and then we're going to go back down the same way we came. And what's the place down there where we're going to? What's the name of that place?
Tonghaksa. It's a temple for Buddhist monks.
Mm-hmm.
Buddhist nuns,
right. And
it's 1.7 kilometers from here.
1.7 kilometers. So, rather steep going down, so I'll probably be worse when I get down to the bottom than I am here on top. So, anyway, see what happens there. I am now in a city called Kangnum on a beach in a yogwan, perhaps 50 feet from the East Sea on the east coast of Korea, just south of the 38th parallel. I came over here yesterday with Bill Burns by bus. It's about 4 hours from Seoul. Then we went north of here for an hour and a half by bus to Soraksan, which is a national park and one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen. We stayed in a hotel there last night, 12,000 won, and after rather that late afternoon, we took the cable car there up to a mountain top and had an absolutely gorgeous view of the area, and a rather steep hill. It's really well, straight up and down in the cable car. Then up from the cable car terminal on top up to a big rocky crag, and we're able to look around the area. It was just magnificent. And then back down, and we had a good dinner last night of bulgogi and a few beers, and went to bed rather early. And I slept about 10 hours. I got up at 7 o'clock this morning. And this morning we went back into the park, took a bus from the hotel up into the main entrance, and then walked into the park. And we went to a place called the Hermitage, up and up and up in a trail that had been washed out by a typhoon here some weeks ago. Terrible damage there. The erosion along the creek bed there, the erosion of the paths where people walked, bridges and so on, was almost total. So it was rather difficult and arduous climb to get up there. But we went up to a place that was called Tottering Rock, or Moving Rock, which was consisted of an absolutely huge boulder, where on the top of it, off to one end, was another boulder. And if you touch it at a certain place, the thing will move. Well, we got up that far and sat on a rock there and looked at another absolutely gorgeous view. I had a picture taken, which I'm going to send home in the next letter that I write. And came down from there. The leaves are just beginning to turn. Today's the 28th of September, 1986. And leaves up there are just beginning to turn. There's some red leaves, there's some yellow leaves. By far, 99.9 are still green. And we came back down again today and had some makali and some bowl's pancake on the way down along a stream. It's rather nice. And we came down, we got the bus, and we came down to, well, we had to change buses from the park down to the seacoast and then on a regular bus. Now here we are in Kangnam, in a yoguan, and I'm looking at sand, and I'm looking at a fence also from my window about, I'd say, 15 feet from here, 15, 18 feet, there's a fence. And the fence is there, it goes from here all the way up the coast, up to the border of North Korea. And it goes down south for some distance. I have no idea how far south. And it is put up there as a barrier to keep North Koreans who purportedly land here at night by boat and kill people along these little towns and this city along the east coast of South Korea. Well, some years ago, evidently, there was a raid by North Koreans who killed a number of people in a village, and they had landed along the coast. So this fence is to deter them. There are bunkers and pits for soldiers to get into to defend the beach, but there's no sign of any kind of defense now except just the fence. And right outside my window is an open gate in the fence. Now I'm going to look at that tomorrow morning and see if that thing is closed. If the gate is open all night, of course, I can very well expect North Korean commandos to come charging into my room in the morning. Hope not. There's an island up the coast here that is exactly on the 38th parallel, so when you do go along the coastal highway going either north or south, you can look out and see that island just a very short distance off the coast and tell if you are when you're going north of the 38th or south. There are some monuments along the way here from Seoul. The first one you see on the highway is a Turkish monument in an area where the Turks fought rather heavily, and further on is the monument of the Netherlands, where they had a contingent here of the United Nations back in the early 50s fighting the communist North Koreans and the Chinese. In Soraksan Park, there's a huge figure of an American soldier with a gun in one hand and his hand out at his other arm. One arm's holding a gun, the other one has it stretched out, and they're charging against the enemy. And there, that monument commemorates the actions of the Tiger Division. They're the ones that threw the Chinese and the Communists out of that area of Soraksan, which is really worth it, because for us who live today that weren't killed in that battle, we can enjoy the absolute beauty of that particular area. Tonight, we are going to, what is it now? It's about 4:20 in the afternoon, about 10 minutes I'll get a hold of Bill Burns, who is right next to me in another room, and we're going to take a walk up the beach here for ways, find a place to have some beer, later have fish. Of course, the thing to eat here is raw fish, sashimi. But I want some cooked fish as well tonight, so I'm going to look for some cooked fish and some raw fish, and a few drinks, and maybe see what else is happening here. I don't think there's really much going on. There's few people over in the coast this particular time. Usually it's quite crowded, I understand, here. It's a very popular beach, and it's a magnificent beach with miles of sand. The fence kind of puts a pallor on it that I don't particularly like. I think they'd get rid of that fence. I don't think North Korea is going to come down here anymore, but of course that's not up to me to decide. So I'll try to give a report of the evening's doing when I get back. Let's see if we can pick up the surf. In the room, the floor in this room is warm because this is the way they heat in Korea. There's hot water underneath the floor, and the floor is warm, and that heats the floor. And I have the window open, looking out to the sea. I can hear the surf out there. Oh, what a wonderful feeling. What a wonderful sound, the surf. I don't know if we can all pick it up here or not, but it's so nice. And the sky is full of stars. Put my glasses on if I can. Here they are. Put my glasses on and look. Yes, oh, there are the stars. A good band of stars out there. I don't see any that I recognize, but starlit night. I see the Seven Sisters over on the right there. I know there they are because if I look away, I can see it. If I look right at them, they disappear. So I know they're the. Oh, there's a meteor that just went by also. Well, since I last spoke on this thing, we left here about 4:30, and we took a walk down the beach. There's a fence, of course, to keep the North Koreans out. The gate outside here, by the way, is locked now. And there are lights all along the beach. Every so often there's a light, so anyone trying to get ashore is going to be seen. So it's most unlikely that anybody will try it. And we walked along the beach. There's some fishermen and a few people. It's almost nobody here, by the way. This is just a off season. There's almost nobody in the place. But we went up the beach. Now we walked down to the lake and looked for the bus schedule and sat on the lake for a while. Bill was telling me that this is a famous place for seeing the moon. Newlyweds come here. They have to see the moon in five different places. One is, of course, directly at the moon. The other is reflected off the lake. One is off the ocean. And the other two is out of the eyes of your beloved. So you see the moon in five different locations here. This is what is supposed to draw the people. Well, we went to a hotel, a restaurant on the top floor with a gorgeous view of the ocean and a bit of the city. We had a few beers and some anju. That is, we had some food. The anju is the hors d'oeuvres to go along with the beer. And then we took another walk down and looked for a place to have fish. And we found a place, and it was my suggestion. I found a place where there were people in it. Very few people here. And I didn't want to go into an empty place. So we went into an empty... We went into a fish restaurant, and we chose some fish before we went in from tanks they have outside, and they were expensive. The fish that Bill wanted was 35,000 won for one fish. That's like $40, a little bit too much. So we got a cheaper fish, and we went in, and they brought the fish to us. On the plate, it was all cut up in the innards. The flesh was all cut up, but the fish was still alive. The tail was still wagging away. And anyway, we ate the fish with some wasabi, and they had soup, clam soup, and it was good. It was just delicious. We ate that. And then we ordered a some eel as well, but I wanted cooked eel. I didn't want the raw eel, so we got cooked eel. Bill has never had the cooked eel. So the cooked eel came, and oh, he loved it, and I loved it. Oh, it was good. It was just absolutely perfect. Anagu, they call it. And I had never had, Bill thought I had never had eel sashimi, that is raw eel. We ordered that, so we got a bunch of that. But I have had that before, I'm sure, on sushi. So we had more, we had that. And then we had, what we didn't eat of the fish, we put that, we sent that back to the kitchen and they made a soup out of it, a hot pepper soup. And that was good. And we had fruit and we had rice. The rice is especially good. It's just the fresh new rice from this season and all the rice was absolutely delicious. We had a marvelous meal. And we had soju to drink with it rather than beer. We had a couple of bottles of soju. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And we left, the bill was 28,000 won, which is relatively cheap. That's not bad at all. 882 won to the dollar. And then we went to a upstairs kind of a bar and we sat and we had beer. We had two bottles of beer and we chatted away. And all after 10 o'clock we left there and came back to the hotel and here I am in my room. Stars are out, the surf outside. I'm looking right at the edge of the ocean. It's only about 50 feet away, really. And maybe you can hear some of the waves crashing onto the shore. There's a good one right there. Oh, what a pretty place. And the fence is just outside here, too. This defensive fence. The beach, of course, lighted. Far out, I'm sure it's lighted from here to the border. Keep the North Koreans off. What a bunch of nonsense. So they don't need this fence at all. This foolishness. They keep the people here frightened more than anything else. But pleasant, most pleasant evening. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to get up, we'll have breakfast, and I suggest that we go back up north and we go to the small station and take a bus from there back to Seoul over the northern route, which would be a different way than we came here. We came a more southerly way. So I'm kind of hoping we'll do something a little bit different tomorrow and take this northern route back. I'll be looking forward to that. Now, to bed.
Hello, Ed. Here are some of the things happening in the Seoul area. Get ready for Halloween with Seoul's USO. They're having a Let's Get in the Mood for Halloween party tomorrow. If you'd like to come, call Yungsan 3301. Take part in the second annual Combat Medic Memorial Run on Sunday. It starts at 9:30 a.m. at Yungsan's Collier Fieldhouse. To register, stop by the 121st Evacuation Hospital or call 295-6232 for more information. Yungsan Seoul American Elementary School holds a fall festival next Saturday. Starting at 1 p.m. on the school grounds, they'll have games and fun for all ages. And when using your new Yungsan phone to call off post...
안녕하세요.
Hello and welcome to Talk Tips. Today we start learning the days of the week. Let's start with Sunday.
일요일, 일요일.
Monday is.
월요일, 월요일.
Tuesday is.
화요일, 화요일.
And Wednesday is.
수요일, 수요일.
Once again, Sunday through Wednesday.
일요일, 월요일, 화요일, 수요일.
We'll continue with the days of the week tomorrow.
Okay, it's 7:45. I'm just on the way to work, just leaving the house, and here I'm at the elevator, and I'm going to have to walk down the stairs. Subway, street noises obviously, people waiting for buses, walking on the sidewalk, not too many people. Oh, the subway entrance. Through the gate. I hear a train down there. Going to miss. Disappear down the tunnel. I just missed one. Newspaper vendor. Still see the back of the train, the red lights. So I'll take a seat up here and listen for some noises. Thank you. On the platform at Yokeson. Train is just pulling out, the one I got off of, so listen to the sounds as it goes down the tunnel. Side. Walking along Terano Street. It's a little smoky this morning. It's cool. And it'll take me about a 5 minute walk to get to ELS. Yeah. Turn it off. Well, still walking. Traffic is going by, noisy, and what time is it now? It's about 7 minutes after eight. We just continue walking here. Hubba Hubba Photo Studio sign here. Now we're going to turn up the hill and head for ELS. Salsa Street. Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good morning.
Not so bad. Good
morning. How do you feel today? Good morning. Pretty good. How do you?
Fine.
How do you feel? You're feeling all right. Not so many this morning. I have six. There's seven more supposed to be coming. Are the others here? They're coming?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah.
Well, the last day of class, so. What to do. I brought my little recorder. I thought we would do some, maybe a jazz chant, local chant this morning, and I wanted to record it. But if there was six people, we could still do it. Yeah. Anything special for today you want? Last day of class? Nothing? No. That was nice coffee yesterday morning. Thank you. Thank you very much. Enjoyed the coffee. And what now? What next week? You told me yesterday, but what are you going to do next week, Mr. Cole?
Next week.
Come back?
Yes.
For another same all day?
Yes.
Six hour day. All right. Mr. Park?
Yes.
So you're coming back, so are you. All right. Well, Miss Cho. You're coming back. All right. I know you got a job.
Yes.
Mr. Cha's going to go. Do you know where yet? Will you be working in Seoul?
Yes.
Where?
You
don't know where exactly where yet. Good. Yeah. Find something. Mr. Khan? Mr. John, rather.
Yes.
Coming back?
Yes.
Another 6 hours. Yeah. And Mr. Park? What? Coming back here. All right, yeah, you're supposed to be coming back. Some are going to the night part. One conversation course, another one, the core. Yeah, it's 3 hours at night. It's not very good. What kind of a day is it?
Sunday.
All right, sunny day. Blue sky, a little smoky this morning, it looks like. A little bit smoky. Mr. Shen, good morning. How are you? He does, doesn't he? Yeah. Well, are you warm? Looks like a warm coat. You're not warm. You're cold? Really? See, white socks too. Does everybody have white socks? Here's white socks. What white? What color white? Why, everybody has white socks on. How about that? I haven't. Miss Cho and I are the only ones that have. I have blue socks. And you have stockings. So a hose that we call hose or hosiery. Yeah. Everybody's got white socks. Why do Koreans wear white socks? Why?
Koreans like white color.
Usually
white color.
White color
means purity.
Yeah, but stockings though, not enough. Stockings? Purity in feet. If you're one of that, you wear white shirts, white coats, white pants. But white socks. Why do you wear white socks?
White is a symbol of
white color is Korean, and
no special reason.
No special reason, all right.
I have no other colors.
You don't have any. You only have white socks. One of my students last month gave me a pair of white socks as a gift. I never wear white socks, but I just don't like white socks. I think of athletes when I think of white socks. I think of the people who work in gymnasiums, lifting barbells and things.
Exercise.
Yeah, exercise people, and I'm not. So I look at white socks and I think, ah, he's coming from the gymnasium. Well, Miss Snow, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? I'm happy you came. Please come and have a seat. I think that's why, because of athletes and gym people that I don't work in gymnasiums, that I don't wear white socks. Maybe that's it. You don't wear white socks. So, no. All right. Yeah, well, all right. Well, I was going to say, one of my students gave me a pair of socks, but they don't fit. You know, they're about that long. My feet are that long. So I'm going to look for somebody with feet that long, and then I'll give them away to somebody else.
All right. So our last day, any special today? Anything you want to do special? No? No, all right. Mr. Shim?
She
said
she take
a night.
A what today?
Three, see me. Semi-intensive course.
Well, Miss No is. She's going to the semi-intensive. You're going to the semi-intensive. No, are you staying in the daytime? So you're going to continue with the others, yeah. Yeah, but Miss No is going to the evening class, I think. Yeah. Six to nine. Yeah, so that'd be good. That'd be a little different. I don't know, 6 hours. By afternoon, you get tired, I think. Don't you get tired? Sometimes tired?
Yeah.
No? Well, maybe not.
Yeah,
stronger, yeah. But if you go to bed early, yeah, if you go to bed early, get a good sleep, and get up in the morning, and then you can go all day. Sure, afternoons now. I like a little nap sometime in the afternoon. All right. Well, I thought nothing special today for me either, but we'll look at some jazz chants. Have you ever done these? Maybe you have. We could look at them and kind of see what... maybe it would be better if you sat over somewhere else. Just don't mind. Yeah. Put you on the sun. Is that okay? Get the sunlight. Yeah, there would be better. I can see all of you. If you move, then I got you all in my vision here. Personal questions. Let's look at that. The one that says personal questions. What is a personal question? Who can tell me? Personal question. What is this? Well, individual. That's a good answer. Or what else? Private, kind of a private thing like, how much do you weigh? You know, that's kind of, maybe some people would say, well, why should I tell you, huh? What do we say? I'd rather not say, huh? Huh? So questions here, where were you born? Now, some of these are not so personal, some are very personal maybe. Let's look at them, let's go through them. Where were you born?
Born.
Everybody know. Let's go together. Where were you born?
Where were you born?
Where are you from?
Where are you from?
How tall are you?
How tall are you?
How old are you?
How old are you?
How much do you weigh?
How much do you weigh?
How much rent do you pay?
How much rent do you pay?
How much do you make?
How much do you make?
Why aren't you married?
Why aren't you married?
Why don't you have children?
Why don't you have children?
Are any of those personal? Are some of those personal? Which ones of those do you think are personal? Which ones of these do you think? First one, where are you from? Where are you from is not really personal, is it? I can answer that. How old are you? Is that personal? All right, sure. To a woman? Well, in Western culture, definitely to a woman. How old are you? Oh, that's very personal. In Korea, though, it's not, is it? Korea, it may be polite. How old are you? May be a polite question. Where in the West, it could be personal. How much do you weigh? Yeah, that would be personal. What else?
How much do you make?
Yeah. What does that mean? How much what?
Money.
Money, yes, that's money. How much do you make? People, when I lived in India, people that always asked me that in India. Why aren't you married? And then they say, how much money do you make? They always ask me that. Every time I go. Everywhere. Why aren't you married? Is that personal? If you're 30 years old, maybe. You know, if you're young, it doesn't matter really here, but if you're 30 years old, why aren't you married?
and be personal, possibly. All right. Why don't you have children? Where? Let's try the rest of these now. Where were you last night?
Where were you last night?
Why weren't you home?
Did
you stay out late? Did you come home alone? Did you have a good time? Did you see a good play? Did you go to a concert? I'd rather not say. So how do you answer a personal question that you don't want to answer? What do you say? I'd rather not say. I'd rather not say.
I'd rather not say.
Where were you born? I'd rather not say.
I'd rather not say.
Again, where were you born?
I'd rather not say.
Next question. Ask Mr. Shim.
Where are you from?
I'd rather not say.
Now the three.
How tall are you?
How tall are you?
How old are you?
Again.
How tall are you?
Again. Well, how tall, how old, how much do you weigh? We'll give all three of those.
How tall are you? How old are you? How much do you weigh?
I'd rather
not say. All right.
How much rent do you pay?
I'd rather not say. How much do you make?
I'd rather not say. Why aren't you married?
I'd rather not say. Why don't you have more children?
I'd rather not say.
All right.
Where were you last night?
All right.
I'd rather not say.
All right.
Why weren't you home?
I'd rather not say. So answer would be here, I'd rather not say. All right, so where were you born? Everybody. I'd rather not say. Where were you born?
I'd rather not say.
Where are you from?
I'd rather not say.
How tall are you?
I'd rather not say.
How old are you?
I'd rather not say.
How much do you weigh?
I'd rather not say.
See, I want a rhythm here. I want a da 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 da. Some kind of a rhythm we want to get into. How much rent do you pay?
I'd rather not say.
How much do you make?
I'd rather not say.
Why aren't you married?
I'd rather not say.
Why don't you have children?
I'd rather not say.
All right. Now you together ask the questions. And keep a rhythm going, huh? And I'll give you the answer. Where were you born, huh?
Where were you born?
I'd rather not say.
I'd rather not say.
No. Next question.
Where are you from?
I'd rather not say.
How old are you? How old are you? How much do you make?
I'd rather not say.
How much do you make?
I'd rather not say.
How much do you make?
I'd rather not say.
Why are you married?
I'd rather not say.
Why are you married?
I'd rather not say. All right. Two. I got pairs this morning. How about that? We got two here. Two. Very good. In pairs, go through that now. Ask the question. One ask the question, the other, I'd rather not say. Don't read if possible. You know how to do it. Look at it, look up, and try to keep it going. But don't just simply read it. Try it now. Two.
I'm not sure.
All right, that's good. You get the rhythm there. I'd rather not say, huh? I'd rather not say, da 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 da, huh? I'd rather not say.
I'd rather not say.
All right, that's good. Don't get that too flat. I'd rather not say is, you want to get a little more feeling. I'd rather not say.
I'd rather not say.
Good, that's very good. Now, let's all the men, six men, ask the questions and the two ladies answer. Huh? The two ladies say, I'd rather not say. And let's remember a rhythm now. Keep a rhythm going. Keep a rhythm going. Let's go. Where were you born?
I'd rather say.
Where are you from?
I'd rather say.
How old are you? How old are you? How much do you weigh?
I'd rather say.
How much rent do you pay?
I'd rather say.
How much do you make?
I'd rather say.
Why don't you marry?
I'd rather say.
Why don't you have children?
I'd rather say.
Where were you last night?
I'd rather say.
Why weren't you home?
I'd rather say.
Did you stay up late?
I'd rather say.
Did you come up alone?
I'd rather say.
Did you have a good time?
I'd rather say.
Did you see a good friend?
I'd rather not say.
All right, girls, ask the questions. One more time, Rob. Ask the questions. Where were you born?
Where were you born?
I'd rather not say.
Where are you from?
I'd rather not say.
How old are you?
I'd rather not say.
How old are you?
I'd rather not say.
How much do you weigh?
I'd rather not say.
How much rent do you pay?
I'd rather not say.
How much do you make?
I'd rather not say.
Why aren't you married?
I'd rather not say.
Why don't you have children?
I'd rather not say.
All right, that's good. That's good. Very good. See if you can answer the questions now. What is the appropriate answer? If it's personal, you know what to say. If it isn't too personal, answer the question. Try it. Where were you born, Mr. Pak?
I'd rather not say.
No. Maybe it is.
Here.
All right, then I will say. I won't ask again. Where are you from?
I'm from Seoul.
I'm from Seoul. Now, that's an easy one. That's very good, yeah. Not personal, all right? How tall are you? I am 173 centimeters tall. All right. How old are you?
I am 20 years old.
20, all right. Not too personal, but maybe 10 more years, it would be maybe more personal. How much do you weigh? All right. Very good. How much rent do you pay, Mr. Pak? How much rent do you pay? I'd rather not say. Okay. You may not pay any rent. Your family owns the house. So here it would be, like I live in an apartment. I don't own it. Somebody pays rent there, but maybe it's personal. How much now, your money, how much money do you make? How much do you make? Right, personal, very personal. Don't want that. Why aren't you married?
I'd rather not say.
Why don't you have children?
Because I don't marry.
No, because I'm
single.
Well, yes, but because I'm not married. No, we can say don't marry, no. Because I'm not married.
Because I'm not married.
Yeah, I can't do that the other way. Or because I'm single. You can do that as well. But because I'm not married. Okay, where were you last night?
I stayed at home.
All right.
probably discotheque. I don't know where he was. Why weren't you home?
I'd rather not say.
He was with his girlfriend last night, so he doesn't want to say. All right. Did you stay out late?
Yes, I did.
Oh? Uh-oh. Did you come home alone?
Yes, I did.
She did. All right. So no problem there. Did you have a good time?
No, I
didn't. No, I didn't. Good. Did you see a good play?
Yes, I did.
Did you go to a concert?
No, I didn't.
I didn't. All right. Pairs, 2, 2, 2, 2. Ask some of these questions at random, no, not a roll, but just different ones mixed. Ask some questions. Ask a couple of questions. And then give answers, whatever you want. It's got to be somewhere. Let's look at this dialect or the dialect, the words here, dialogue a little bit. What does that mean? It's got to be somewhere. It's got to be somewhere. What is it here? It's got to be somewhere. It is something you lost. Huh? It's something you lost. So it has now, not is, but it has got to be, or it must be somewhere. Like, oh, my wallet. Ah, I lost my wallet. It's got to be somewhere. Huh? It's got to be somewhere.
It's got to be somewhere.
It has to be somewhere. It's got to be somewhere. Has to be, got to be, it must be somewhere. All right, let's look at this now. Where is it? Where is it?
All
right, repeat for like, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? I can't find it. I can't find it.
I can't find it.
She can't find it.
She can't find it.
I can't find it. She can't find it. It's got to be here. It's got to be here.
Huh? It's got to be here.
It's got to be here. It has to be here.
It has to be here.
It must be here.
It must be here.
Okay, all the same meaning. All the same. It must be here. It has to be here. It's got to be here. All the same thing. Same meanings. It's gone. Huh? It's gone. It's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone. It's gone.
All right. What does that mean? Wait, it's gone. It's gone. Where is it? Oh, it's gone. It's gone. It is gone here. Take it easy. Take it easy.
Take it easy.
Don't be upset. Calm. Be quiet. Quiet. Take it easy. Huh? Take it easy.
Take it easy.
Yes. Don't get up excited. Don't worry. Take it easy. Hmm? It has to be here. It must be here. It can't be lost. Hmm? It can't be lost.
It can't be lost.
It's got to be here.
Got to be here.
Try to remember.
Try to remember.
Let's see. Where did I put it? Huh? try to remember.
Try to remember.
I can't remember.
I can't remember.
Try to remember.
Try to remember.
All right. Think back.
Think back.
Think back.
Think back.
Where were you before? Where was I? Let's see. I left it on the subway. Maybe, huh? Think back. Think back. I can't think. I can't think.
I can't think.
Think. Think back.
Think back.
I can't think.
I can't think.
Where did you put it?
Where did you put it?
Who puts it somewhere? Where did you put it?
Where did you put it?
I can't remember.
I can't remember.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. Oh,
here it is.
Here it is. Thank heavens.
Thank heavens.
Thank heavens.
Thank heavens.
What does that mean? Thank God, yeah. Thank God, yeah. Thank heavens. Thank heavens. Heavens is the heaven, you know, heaven, the place up above that read in religion. Thank heaven.
Thank heavens.
Or thank heavens, it's got to the plural. Either one is good. Thank heaven. I found it. Huh? I found it.
I found it.
She found it.
She found it.
Here it is.
Here it is.
Phew.
Phew.
Phew. I found it. Huh? All right.
What does
you
have to be? Have to equal heaven.
Got? Got is to have.
Got to.
Have.
Got to.
Oh, I got to, I have to. Same thing.
Same.
Yeah, here in this structure, yes. I got, where is that I got?
It's got to.
Yeah, it's got to, there we go. It's got to be here. The same thing is, it has to be here, it must be here, the same. All the same meaning here. Well, it has to be here. It must be here. It's got to be here. All of them have the same meaning. All the same meaning. Now, I will ask, and you all give the answer, huh? Let's try it that way first. Let me ask first. Where is it? Where is it?
Where is it?
I can't find it.
I can't find it.
No, 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 you go the other one. She can't.
She can't find it.
She can't find it, yeah. It's got to be here. It's got to be here.
It has to be here. It has to be here.
It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
It has to be here. It must be here.
It can't be lost.
It can't be lost. It's got to be here. It's got to be here.
Try to remember. Try to remember.
I can't remember.
Try to remember.
I can't remember.
Think back.
I can't think.
Think back.
I can't think.
Where did you be? Where did you be?
I can't remember. I can't remember. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Thank heavens.
Thank heavens.
I found it.
She found me.
Here it is. Here it is. Now she found it. He found it. We got to change that a little bit. All right. Now, you ask the question. You ask it now.
Where is it? Where is it?
Where is it? Where is it?
I can't find it.
You can't find it.
It's got to be here.
It has to be here. It must be here.
It's gone.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
It must be here. It must be here.
It can't be lost. It can't be lost.
It's got to be here. It's got to be here.
Try to remember. Try to remember.
I can't remember.
Try to remember.
I can't remember.
Think back.
I can't think.
Think back.
I can't think.
Where did you put it? Where did you put it?
I can't remember. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Thank heavens.
Thank heavens.
I found it.
They found it.
Here it is. Here it is.
Phew. Oh, very good. That was very good. Two girls and the men. The two girls and the boys. The two girls. Where is it? Where is it? Let's try it. Not me this time.
I can't remember.